So my name is Ashley. I'm a practicing witch. I work in tarot, astrology, and I'm a spin instructor. Tells you everything you need to know. And now I'm a spin instructor.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90-day Beyonce. Marrying someone you only met on your phone. Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Which actually, I'm really happy for her because she's really taking her health back. But still, it's hilarious.
This is
reality, gays, and this is the bullshit of happily ever after.
And then if she just said, and I'm also a licensed realtor, I would fall out.
That would be done. Then I would say, honey, move to LA. That's where you belong because they're all here. Or New York.
No shade to licensed realtors.
Instructors.
I just think it is a logical progression to get to licensed realtor. if you've done like 6 or 7 jobs before that, for some reason it always ends up with licensed realtor.
I'm calling some of you out right now.
No shade to people who've done it. My parents have done it. Your Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla are that was my parents' jobs for a long time.
Yes. Although Aunt Darla was never a spin instructor, especially because she still's got to get that second hip done. She keeps telling me every time I talk to her.
And Father Poodle was never a witch. Fran, the knight of wands here is not really doing good.
Not really doing. Although some people would argue that Mother Poodle was a witch.
Change a letter.
This is reality, gays. This is exciting. We're new season. Who dis? Season 8 of Happily Ever After. This is reality, gays. I'm Matt. That's Jake, aka he's Poodle. I'm Maddie. If you're new to us, where the fuck have you been?
It sounds like your you've been sucking on a corn cob. Your voice is so trashed.
You know, I'm going through a health journey, and I just need some grace for this. I don't need accusatory. You can speak to me and take the emotion out. Thank you. That's what I would appreciate. You know?
Have you been sucking on a corn cob?
I want to have a little fun on my birthday week. Is that it? You know what it is? A lot, too. I really don't drink a lot. And it's not great for my reflux
to drink
a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I think when we do the tour, I think I'm going to stay sober for our tour. Just so I'm not drinking and stuff.
Well, maybe I will with you in solidarity. I'll need a lot of bottles of water.
Yeah, that's going to go real well for poods, y'all. Anyway, you guys, this is, I know no one's new to this show. Like, some people might jump on 90 Day Fiancé. Somebody might jump onto The Single Life. If you're watching Happily Ever After, that means you're a sick fuck like us. You've been in this already.
It is maybe not the, maybe it's not the most interesting spinoff. It's not the most interesting spinoff, but we've got some new segments to add to this, to add to the madness, mostly because, y'all, Happily Ever After is a lot of flashbacks of what has happened. Most of us, we've already seen it. One of the best things about Happily Ever After is taking, and a lot of the most dramatic things have happened on Happily Ever After. I think the last couple of seasons, like we started on our main feed at 5. We just finished season 4. We sent off classless Happily Ever After season 4 into the West on a barge with candles. Sent her off like Nicole Jr.
And Dildo Swaggin said, "Good journey, my friends. May you live in eternity in the depths of Mordor."
So
I told him go to hell.
We finished that, and classes is going to be starting with the family Chantel next week. So we are still in hell. Don't get it twisted.
I will say, yes. So Family Chantel, it's the first episode is going to be available for everyone. It's normally on our RG Plus. That's our Patreon Supercast Apple subscriptions at the $5 tier. So you can join that on go to patreon.com/realitygaze. You can also go to, again, Supercast or Apple's, just on your Apple phone, your device, you just press that little button and then you just, we don't even know who the fuck you are. It just signs you up.
I'm fine with that. I like a little anonymity.
Anonymity.
But especially in my sexual encounters.
Yeah, I knew we were going to get there. But Apple, we just want to say, there's only one tier, and that's it's at the whole enchilada. So that gives you this show commercial free, and it also gives you our cringe tier, which is currently seeking Sister Wife and eventually Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup does come back in April.
Yes. So also be sure to check out our Love is Blind reunion special that we did with Two Black Girls, One Rose. It went well. We haven't recorded it yet. We're doing it tomorrow.
We haven't done it yet. Early.
But by the time this episode's dropped, you will have heard it. Also, if
it crazy when Cameron showed his dick?
Yes. Yes. And when the Browns just made a baby for Vanessa on the chair.
And she just watched.
And she went, make it, make it, make it, make it. Yeah. I do want to remind people, if you are on, this isn't on Apple, but if you're on Patreon and or Supercast, there's a video tier. That's the smorgasbord, right?
Yes, it is.
That's the smorgasbord tier. This week only, actually, we're putting this out for everybody. We normally do the video. We call it Intimate Portrait of Us, the video of this podcast. We're putting that out public for anyone.
Oh, I should have put on a better face for this.
It's like Poodle's nipple. Everybody can see it. It's for everyone.
I do give that away too freely. It's a shame.
You do.
Shame. Y'all, in April, we on tour. We're on a world tour. Not world, just the U.S. and Canada.
International, bitch.
And our Austin date was just announced, so you can buy those. That's May 29th. That's a new date. But if you go to our link tree in our Instagram, you can see all of those tour dates listed there. Everything is currently on sale. We will have some more other TBA cities, hopefully very shortly. I sent him an email.
It's that dog that we have that travels to our booker who lives in like a camper down by the river. That dog gets distracted with treats. But Huxley the hound eventually gets there with the note wrapped around his neck, then our booker will be able to book.
People are just stopping. Y'all need to stop petting that dog.
Stop petting Huxley.
I know his one blue eye and one brown eye are intriguing, but you need to move on.
Have you ever made out with a guy simply because he had two different color eyes?
Yes. Who hasn't?
I haven't.
It's the most alluring thing ever. I've only done it once. But I knew I needed to make out with that guy because there's one blue eye and one brown eye.
Well, and you showed him your brown eye later, just mm-hmm. but it's only a one.
Yeah, there's only one of those.
Yeah. Woo! So anything else going on, Poots?
Y'all, we could not be loving Seeking Sister Wife more this season. It's giving everything.
It's very good.
It's giving college bisexual dreams.
It really is. That could have been an MTV show.
Bisexual dreams?
College bisexual dreams. There's
no, it needs to be a two-word title. Laguna Beach. The Hills.
Maybe it's bisexual dream.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's a whole franchise of that. I've said on the show, this was on a paid show, but I should probably say this on a show that everyone hears. Poodle was right. I love it. Thank you. It's wonderful. It is. I think what I didn't expect about it is Poodle usually, we have the cringe tier, and Poodle hates it, but watches it, but kind of likes it. And
I Love After Lockup. I don't like any other garbage shows.
Let me finish. I just didn't expect for you to, you usually never promote a cringe show.
I don't.
And so I just, I think you undersold it. I think that's really kind of why it happened.
I've only been talking about it for 3 years. The thing about it is it's a perfect mixture of cringe. It's a perfect mixture of relationships that have no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And then trying to add another person into that who also has no boundaries. And then we were like, well, what the fuck do we do now?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth watching it. As if anything, to watch Garrick's staring, as I would say, looks at Danielle when she's talking. And then when she's done, he looks back at the producer like, was she allowed to talk?
It does. Or it's like it does seem, yeah.
When a chimpanzee just starts speaking Swedish, like what the hell just happened?
Did that ape just hug me?
I didn't know women could reason. Y'all, the Indiegogo for my Seagull song is still live. There's a couple of there's still some more perks if you want to meet us on the 23rd. It's too late to meet me alone. I think one sissy claimed that, and it feels like she wants a dinner date. And she's not getting it.
That was a perk just to have. Oh, there was. So no. That's happening at a earlier date.
That's already happened. But we're right excited. Now. I'm excited to see the second weekend of the show. First weekend went pretty well. Someone posted how Poodle is the opening night of his show. And it's that meme of Day Man and Night Man when Charlie is doing the musical from Always Sunny, and it's like, I just want to smash everyone's face in little pieces. That's what I felt like on opening night. Actually, that was me 3 days before opening night, where I hated everyone in the cast and I just wanted to do the whole show myself and play all the roles.
I'm glad you're saying it out loud. It's good to get this out. Good to get this out. Did you just stop in the middle of rehearsal? Like, let me just show you how it's done. And this is the
Can I just be you for a second? I'm going to give you a line reading.
And you just do the whole show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's the way it should be.
Anyway, I'm excited. March 23rd.
It's going to be a fun show. It's not a fun
show.
It's not a
dark,
emotional
show. Yeah. I went to dinner with a friend last night. She said, oh, maybe I'll go that. What's it about? And I was like, well, it's based on a Chekhov play. I think, trigger warning, there's suicidality in it. She went,
no, not just suicidality. There's a suicide at the beginning of the show.
So, yeah, I think she was like,
but
I miss that.
But I was like,
the music's going to be really beautiful.
Here's the thing. We're all triggered out, but life does not come with a fucking trigger warning. Exactly. And I know that for some people, they move away from things that are seeking out. Theater is there to challenge. Theater is there to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I understand if there's someone in their life has just taken their life recently and it's not something you want to see, but there is this kind of thing in our culture that says, if there's any kind of trigger warning, I don't want to go because I don't want to be, quote, bummed out by something. And that is dangerous. That's a dangerous current in our culture. That means I don't want anything to challenge me, because that's how we get better. That's how we learn to tolerate things.
Well, especially in theater, that's what theater and art hopefully do, is that they pacify and provide peace, but they also provide inspiration. And
they don't really pacify and provide peace. That's not theater.
I said art.
Art. Yeah. I disagree with that. I think art is never meant to pacify. I think art is meant to start a conversation in somebody's brain that is not to calm down. It is supposed to spark something and create your own impression.
Oh, okay.
I disagree with that.
That's fine. But regardless, we're going to be there. Poodle's making me. I don't know. He's going to take the keys to my car. But again, you better have a ticket. I'm going to ask you to see it. You better.
You have a ticket that you have to get the Indiegogo. You have to buy the Indiegogo.
Yeah, you better. I'm not just saying hi. I know everybody's like, oh, Maddie talks to everyone. Not at this.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Not at this. All right. Can we jump in?
I think we can. I'm going to also talk about the Traitors in a little bit. I know y'all have been asking me to talk about it. Now that the reunion special is up. And some people, I'll just say this. Some people were like, what CT and Trishel did to MJ was awful. I can't disagree with you there. But what kind of game did MJ play that she thought she deserved that money? She called out a lot of people who weren't traitors, y'all. That's the thing. Everyone she voted as a traitor was a faithful. I don't like Trishel. I love CT. CT was the muscle in that game. He deserved that money. Trishel, however, she also was in there, but Trishel played a much better game than MJ. I think if Kate had nominated Trishel the way I thought she would, the biggest error in the whole fucking game was Kate murdering Sheree, trying to get the heat off of her by killing a Bravo person. That was the biggest error in the game. Kate is not the best strategist. She's great for comments and she's funny on the show. She's not a strategery player. I think the biggest injustice is due to Sandra and who played a great game, and they did screw her in the very end. That was Kate's best thing she did. But I'll talk a little bit more about it later. I have thoughts.
Okay. I haven't seen it, but I...
Shocking.
Well,
what are you watching? Hometown?
I've been, always, although I haven't, I've been busy. I haven't even watched this last week's episode, and it's with two gay men. Ugh. Haven't even had time.
Yuck.
Well, sweet. I started to watch it.
I don't like to see two gay men on TV. I'm already gay.
They're building them a house.
Were they fucking or like doing some type of like risky things in a big city?
It's family. It's HGTV.
I don't want to watch two gays happy.
They seem very happy.
Yeah, it's an illusion.
We need to move on.
I don't want to watch two domestic gays fighting over a toilet seat.
They're not even fighting. They're agreeing on mostly everything.
Even more boring. Okay, I couldn't watch a show where everyone agreed on everything.
Well, that's kind of why HGTV is not your bag. The stakes are too low, I love it.
At least House Hunters had, when they had gay people on, they like fought and made like bitchy comments constantly.
Yeah,
I'm not into it.
I think those days are gone. Maybe yeah. You could watch, you know, you probably would like Nate and Jeremiah because they kind of like set.
Absolutely not. Both, why? Absolutely not. I'm not watching either of those two.
Jeremiah is a judgmental queen. You would love him.
Yeah.
You're cut from the same book. Y'all just read. He reads his husband all the time.
Here's why. It's two gorgeous men kind of going at each other like teenagers who they think they love each other, but I think they're together for branding opportunities. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing, I've never liked Nate Berkus. I've always thought it was not authentic who he was playing. And
he has a coldness about him.
Yeah. And Jeremiah, from back with Rachel Zoe, I was always annoyed with. So I will never watch their show.
I mean, I don't mind him.
Jeremiah is going to be the new person on Queer Eye.
Yeah,
yay!
Yeah. So,
spoiler alert, y'all. They basically got Bobby fired. That's
allegedly.
Oh, allegedly. Come on!
I don't want somebody. But Tan France denied it on his Instagram.
No,
but he didn't deny anything else about that article.
Exactly, which is a
yeah. So basically, still threw JVN under the bus.
But no, both him and little Anthony, they just schemed and schemed.
He said Jeremiah auditioned for the part like everybody else.
That is so stupid that anyone believes that. That's yeah. not how things are done in Hollywood.
I don't believe anybody anymore.
I never believed anyone.
As Lee Castillo says, everyone is terrible.
Speaking of everyone being terrible, Emily and Kobe.
I like Emily now, though, because I really
of course you do.
We kind of bonded at that New York party, and because she's kind of, I think this season, she's kind of owning that I'm a bossy bitch, and she's at least she's acknowledging it because she didn't really before.
What season did you watch?
No, she was a bossy bitch in her first season, but she never acted like it. At least this season, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I was like,
how is that better?
Well, no, but you said, you'll say I'm a bit like, own it. Like whoever you are, own your shit.
But I'm charming. And I don't have a giraffe tongue that's like always coming out of my mouth.
Hey, I got that too. Nobody control. She said that she messaged me and she said, I bet you're going to make fun of my lisp. And I said, well, Poodle makes fun of mine. So you're in good company.
The lisp bothers me less than the tongue that's always sticking out of her mouth.
Well, some people just have bigger tongues. They can't do anything about it.
It's like it's trying to eat eucalyptus leaves always.
Probably, in my experience, people don't mind when they have big tongues because you suck a good dick.
I think that's not true because I think your tongue is slovenly.
That is true. I can speak from personal experience.
I don't think it's very athletic.
No, the reviews on Yelp have been very five stars.
Yay,
Yelp.
So
they're back.
They're trying to have some sexy time. And mom goes, dinner's ready.
Now, we can go through all, we're not, y'all, if you're new to Happily Ever After,
we're not going through all the shit.
We don't go through all the back stuff. We've seen it. They showed the clip of her that was terrible, of her just like fucking berating him while he's digging up horse manure. She was very controlling to him. That's all you need to know from the first season. She micromanaged the fuck out of him, and he never really could get a word in edgewise.
It wasn't just controlling. It was condescending and cruel.
Yeah, it was really, bad.
Remember, y'all, when she wanted to, and this kind of divided our listenership. I still had a huge fucking problem with it. When she told him she wanted to have one sex night with him before he saw his child.
Yeah, they didn't show that part in the flashback, but that was like, we found that out first off, and a lot of people were really just thought that was
There was some pushback. Some people said, no, they want to establish their relationship. And I was like, fuck you. You can establish your fucking relationship the night after you meet your first child.
My problem was with not doing it. I actually think it could have been, it's a healthy thing to do potentially in some relationships. My thing was, what we're forgetting to add is, y'all, she didn't tell him this until he landed that day. And he was like, I'm so ready to go see my child. And she said,
well, yeah, but first you're going to have to, like fuck me all night. Okay.
So they've been married 2 years, wedded bliss.
Bliss.
They are still living. This is no shock. Still living with David and Lisa, the most patient in-laws alive.
I just need to see the sister that hates her. That's what I need to see.
At least I'm going to say they're in a basement, and I still think there's one bathroom. Am I correct? The house
wasn't
seems,
there one bathroom for the whole house, right?
Yes, the house seems extraordinarily large for one bathroom.
It does.
This is a major design flaw.
Breaking on reality gaze.
Does the basement not have a bathroom?
Well, maybe not. Maybe it was unfinished. I don't know. Maybe it was unfinished and they redid it.
So, y'all, if you've been under a rock and don't know what happened, they do have another daughter, Scarlett. I will say Coben. With our son, Coben. Coben is grown up. The kids are real cute.
I'm going to go on a limb and say I think these might be like top three cutest kids in 90 Day Fiancé.
I didn't get
horrible.
A really good look.
When they're in the car and the little girl Scarlett throws up her legs in the air when she's excited to leave.
I think I don't really focus.
Sorry, you zone out when children get excited, but I was like,
no, they're unruly. Ooh. They're unruly. They're hard to control that way.
They're trying to have lovey time and they get interrupted. And my question for you is, Poodle, would you ever tell a man to put his boner away?
Does she say that? Put your boner away.
Yeah, she said that. It's interesting with the casting of Happily Ever After this season. I think this couple is going to be, the edit they're going to get is way more of a heart comedy edit.
I agree with
you. This season is, and I actually think, because y'all, they are pillow talk stars.
I agree with you. I think they're going to get the Lib and Andre edit.
And Emily says fun one-liners.
Yeah.
We didn't really haven't talked about that fully yet, but
they're going to be the comedy part. They're going to be the comedy heart edit. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm hoping optimistic about this cast of Happily Ever After.
Really? Well, come on. First with Michael and Angela going AWOL, and then Nicole and Miss Mood and the DV shit. Really?
Oh, I forgot about the DV shit with Miss
Mood. We're going to have to talk about how are we going to do a reunion or a tell-all when these things, and I know those fuckers want to address it, but it's the one thing people want to talk about because it's actually been happening.
Yeah, I forgot about Miss. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't remember that when I watched this episode, because I was kind of like, oh, they're so stupid and da-da-da. I didn't think of like, yeah, you're going to. Oh, wow.
No, I'm always there. I'm in the grotty side of it. So Kobe says that one of the greatest challenges is Emily's bossiness. I want to take that term away, mostly because it's a. They often throw that term around for especially younger girls that she's bossy. It to me it infantilizes her. I'm gonna defend Emily here for a little bit. I think Emily's less of a bossy and more of a nag. And I think what she does is she tries to undermine him. She tries to make him feel a lot of things are, she's accusatory. And so I think the term bossiness to me is very gendered. And even naggy is gendered to me. And I think what she's doing is, if you can have strong opinions without saying them in a way to make the other person feel like crap. Mm-hmm. Which is what she does. I wish there was just a different term for him to use.
No, I agree with you. Because bossy is Maybe bought.
That's what you call an 8-year-old girl, unfortunately. That's what boys call an 8-year-old girl when they actually stand up for themselves.
I was going to say, I think bossiness invokes confidence and assuredness. Emily's passive aggressiveness always comes from she gets so much anxiety, and then she starts deflect. She needs to get her anxiety out either by
making someone else feel bad.
Yeah, she needs to get the anxiety out. She's nagging on him, or she needs to pull Ashley and get her dick down to like release that energy.
Yeah. She was awful to him on that season.
She was pretty awful.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
But y'all, this is a happily ever after trope. We're taking a trip to the motherland.
Cameroon!
I am so... I think this is a great idea, A, because you and I both loved Kobe last season.
Yeah, like, he's great.
We did love him. Like, he gets emotional and cries.
Yeah.
I don't think you met him in New York, or if you did, you were drunk.
I met him briefly. I love the whole, like, I don't want hair breastfeeding because those are mine. Didn't love that.
That got fixed though real quick. She was like, I don't fucking care about that.
He's one of the better guys. Yeah, that I
so,
remember.
But I think Emily's going to meet her match in Cameroon.
Let's hope it's his mother.
Yes.
Who destroys her.
I think it's gonna happen.
But the in-laws are going too.
Yes.
These in-laws are wonderful people.
David and Lisa are the, and you know, the sister is pissed, A, that they went, and B, that she wasn't invited.
You did not like her mother.
I didn't. I forgot.
You did not her mother.
I really liked the dad. The mother was, if I remember correctly, I felt like that's kind of where it was, like Emily's nagginess comes from her mother's voice, that her mother would say things.
I never felt that way. I never felt that way about our mom.
Now I remember.
So, y'all, he basically, it's going to be a 23-hour flight.
Whoa.
Four flights. Four! I better be in the Arctic Circle if I'm having to take four flights. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, or a private island. In the South China Sea.
Well, I think we forget with the internet, everything's so quick now. We just forget the world is really fucking big, y'all.
I'm aware, but you can get most places in 3 flights. I think the problem is they're so far out in Kansas that just to get them to somewhere, that's the extra flight.
Well, Kansas City, they're probably going to go to like Atlanta or New York, and then they'll go to Paris.
Yeah, and then Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm saying they have to fly to Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they're driving to Kansas City.
They're driving to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So Kansas City, but still, that should be, listen.
Should be
Kansas
3.
Kansas City to New York. Kansas City, New York. New York to Paris or wherever it is. Paris to Cameroon. That should be 3 flights.
I love that it's the 4. That 3, that's the 4 that puts you over the edge.
It's the 4th leg that puts me over the edge.
Okay, I see that.
I agree. So, God, I would need 3 days to get over this. So
for me, yeah, it's less about the legs and more about the 23 hours.
Kobe's explanation says, well, remember, we can't really do anything on a Monday because the English people are punishing the government because there's a civil war. Now, I'm like, I feel like certain details are being left out.
He's like, but I wouldn't take my family if it wasn't safe.
Yeah. Anyway.
I guess you just stay in your house on Mondays.
He does say, be yourself, but be less of an American woman. Be less you. I think that's a good note for her.
She
ain't going to do it. She's going to be her.
Because Kobe says African women are very submissive. And also, he's worried that it's not common for someone to just leave their family.
They'll be resentful of her. Yeah.
To go to marriage. And so
she doesn't seem to have a problem. Usually it's the American, but she does say one thing. She's like, I'm worried they won't accept me. I guess
I think she kind of like, it's kind of what I'm starting to love about Emily. She kind of just shrugs her shoulders like, we'll fucking see.
I'm me.
I'm me. And I kind of,
to me, this is the American idea of going into a culture and saying, fuck it. I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
I don't think her parents will do that.
No, I'm saying, but it's that. I don't like that. I think it's one of the worst things about the Americans is there's no even consideration of maybe I should be deferential. Maybe I should just hold back and listen more and not
maybe I
come
should
in there.
Eat the pork.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe she'll prove me wrong and maybe monkeys will fly out of my asshole.
I got to say, I was exhausted just watching them walk around the airport with all these bags and the kids. And I don't think I could do it. That was a lot. I mean,
my brother and my sister-in-law they just took a trip to Turks and Caicos with their kids.
I mean,
I don't know how they did it.
Y'all should see Jake and I on tour just carrying around those fucking shirts. We're like, we get on the plane and we're both going, oh.
I am soaked in sweat and exhausted.
And Jake, he goes to the flight and says, I need a drink of vodka with a twist, please. And I'm like, I need cookies.
And they go,
like,
we don't have a twist. And I'll go, what?
We don't have alcohol
on
this flight.
You don't have those cookies that I put in my coffee?
We're terrible. Yeah, we're not doing a live show.
Speaking of terrible,
Reality Gays won't be traveling to Cameroon anytime soon.
Rob and Sophie.
Skip.
You know what?
Pass. Skip.
Pass.
Nope, we're fine.
That's the show.
You know, I'm going to say this, and I can say this as a gay man talking about Emily and Kobe. You brought this up. I am resurrecting you. We're going to resurrect one of our old segments
from
way back.
We have some new segments, y'all.
But one is a resurrection because it's from our old TV time days. And I think
back in 1929.
Exactly. With Emily and Kobe traveling with all those kids in the suitcases. Poodle, what do you think that is?
Straight people be crazy.
Straight people be crazy, y'all.
That was something because y'all gay people would never.
We would never.
First of all, you would travel with a nanny because it's because two gay people married to each other. There's a lot of income. I also need to say that there are gays who travel with their children. They're the minority. You leave the kids at home.
Yes.
Because how are you going to do drugs and have orgies in Ibiza with the kids in the next room?
The kids there. You can't go to. You can't have your kids throw up on your Speedo.
No.
What are you going to wear at carnival?
And then little Brinsley drinks all your special K.
And Braxton sniffs some of your poppers. It's just a.
Keep vacation gays separate from child gays.
Straight people be crazy.
Little Brinsley eats your special K. Because she thought it was a cereal she loves. I gotta agree with you here. My straight people be crazy is Rob and Sophie move to another city, but they separate. Y'all, the point for gay people moving to another city, when one moved to another city, and they go and they don't really like, they separate. No, one just goes back to LA.
Yeah.
Because then you can fuck whoever you want to fuck.
Exactly. Which Rob is trying to do anyway.
This is so stupid. One of them should just go back to LA.
Straight people be crazy.
Straight people, I don't get it. Gay people, if I move to a new city with my intended, and something went wrong and we're living separately, I'm not making new friends. I'm going back to where I came from. I'm going back where I can be me. I'm going to call all of my LA grinder hookups and just like hit them all in 2 weeks.
But what if you moved from a town like, well, no, never mind. Cause they moved from LA. They moved from a big town.
Cause gays don't live in any other cities. Gays have to live in big cities.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like they could make a documentary called Small Town Gays, like there, that small there town
was,
bar.
There was Small Town Gay Bar. Yeah.
I know, but actual gays, just, but that is a good, it is good. It is kind of the same
It's
thing.
Harder
I
mean, to like, live that way. Yeah. But no, gays flock to cities. We need the bright lights.
The only
and
reason
the hard
gays,
dicks.
It's true. The reason gay men specifically move back to small towns is to take care of their mother. And that's about it.
Whoa.
But it's true, though. I know three different gay guys who've moved back to their smaller towns because they got to take care of their mom. Oh, wait. Did I just paint a future?
I'm never going to do that. I'm not moving back.
Never say never. I never thought I was going to go to Oklahoma for a year to take care of Papa Mar.
Allegedly.
So Sophie and y'all, they're back. They're in Austin, and this is a great. If you didn't watch again, the big kind of thing was last season on 90 Days. Sophie disclosed to Rob that she's
boy,
and he went bisexual.
I will never. This makes me want to go back and watch the video. DocuSweeties put out of they reenacted the coming out.
I'm bi.
The thing about it is, if it was any other two people and they were being honest with each other, it would have been kind of a beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It wasn't because he was so just kind of like he took it wrong. She wasn't really, you can tell that it felt like she was doing it to confess it on TV. It didn't feel genuine. Yeah. It did feel genuine when she told her mom.
I've got questions about the integrity of this whole segment. I just feel like there's a lot of fraudacity that reeks in this segment.
Here's the problem. Neither of them really know the other. And because neither of them can really open I wonder, because, you know, when two people who, let's say, contain multitudes and have volumes inside them, they open up to each other.
Are you talking about sperm or actual emotions?
Actual emotions, thoughts, okay. Feelings, theories, thoughts okay. About life, actual
You're right.
Things.
They open up to each other. Agreed.
I don't know if there's that much to either of these people.
I think that, just go off of what you're saying to agree with you, I think when you choose to have your first conversation after 2 months of not
you.
Talking to someone.
Thank you for saying this.
At a selfie station.
Selfie gallery, I believe.
Selfie gallery. I don't think it's a gallery. It's a selfie station. It's just selfie station. It's not a gallery. It's not art.
Let anyway. Me make this clear.
That says everything you need to know.
All appearances. Let me make this clear. If I'm ever dating again for some reason, and you think, and you're a listener saying, I think I want to go to a selfie gallery, I'm going to pull up and go and look at what it is and go, nope, and get right back in my car. I'm not going in there. That's a nightmare.
I didn't know what it was. He said selfie gallery, and I thought maybe that like maybe it was a word of an artist or something. I didn't know what it was either.
And then I went, oh, it's just a place where you take ridiculous selfies with things like Good Vibes Only and lots of neon lights. And a lot of restaurants here have these selfie walls where
That's
you see them.
That's different if it's like a point of interest in another space.
I've never seen a selfie gallery before, and it's the most vapid thing I can possibly think of.
It's just somewhere in like a fucking strip mall. Too. And
this makes me irrationally angry that anyone would ever do this. I want to like beat up a cardboard box.
It's bad.
You know what I want to do? This makes me want to destroy one of those robots who are out on the street.
That could be somebody's milk cookies or something like
Fuck
that.
Fuck it.
Though.
I don't care. It's a robot that's going to destroy us.
It's somebody's Tatsu ramen. Now, the reason why though, I let me fraudacity. It's all too convenient. They moved to Austin. They broke up. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but wait, your mother who lives in the UK now basically lives in Austin with the boyfriend or is
visiting.
She
lives in Mexico. I think she's been in Mexico.
Oh, she has been in Mexico. But now she's in Texas in Austin.
With a boyfriend.
There was a lot of theories of people said the first season that these two weren't even a couple and they were just together to get on the show and build their social media. And yeah. I kind of feel after seeing this segment, I kind of believe that actually could be true.
So we open of Sophie. She's been living in Austin with her. She's like, oh, I could stay here with you forever. Blah, blah, blah. Her best friend, Kai.
You just said breast friend.
Her best friend.
Okay, well, because they might.
Way.
Either way.
Kai. It's the Tracy Ullman character. Kai. She's left Rob. And Kay's like, my home is your home. Y'all, Kay wants to bang Sophie so bad.
Yeah.
Kay does makeup for bands.
Oh, yeah. And she loves to put on Amy Winehouse and drink wine from a canning jar and dance for Sophie.
I think Amy Winehouse is too mainstream for her. She's okay. Austin, by the way.
That is true.
She needs to keep it weird.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, she basically says, my home is your home. My pussy is your pussy. And she's like, it's still weird not to live with my husband. Anyway, she says, it also felt like a fairy tale, but then I realized he wasn't the person he said he was. Now, then we cut to Rob, who is hitting balls with his friend Daniel, who is hot.
Daniel is hot.
And he's basically, Rob is doing what he does best, is make excuses for how he acted, and he never did anything wrong.
I actually enjoyed this segment. I thought this was an artistic, good artistic choice, because Rob is hitting the baseballs like the way he deflects any criticism. He just bats it away and never catches the ball.
Well, he does say, the problem started when I online cheated. Y'all, that term was bandied about all I never stopped laughing at it. Rob online cheated on me.
Online cheated on me.
And after, again, for gays, we're like, online cheated? What's that?
What's that mean?
This random guy sent me a dick pic, and then me and my boyfriend both jerked off to it.
Straight people be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if we have online cheating. So anyway, they got married. They moved to Austin. I wonder whose idea this was, by the way, to move to Austin. Had to be Rob's.
I think Rob. Ironically enough, Austin isn't that less expensive than LA anymore. Yeah.
But y'all, they moved there. He got the dog, and he got 6 tarantulas.
Okay, some sissies are gonna come for me because I'm scared of spiders. And
they don't bother me. I just wouldn't have 6 tarantulas in my house.
I think I would be fine with 1, maybe 2 to keep each other company. To me, I was like, this feels like he's fucking
6 is a farm.
Sociopath. Who needs 6?
6 tarantulas is a farm.
I don't think you need 6 of anything. You don't, and sorry, sissies, if I'm calling you out. But unless you live on a big farm, who needs 6 dogs? Who needs 6 cats?
It's a lot of cats and dogs.
Who needs 6 guinea pigs? I don't think anybody. It's a lot.
It's one step close to hoarding, animal hoarding.
Like, is he running a tarantula rescue?
When tarantulas are abused, they go to...
Yeah, and our tarantula... That's a thing, too. It also speaks to, and you know, because Sophie says, Rob likes really, you know, I love dogs and cats, but Rob likes really...
He likes weird creatures.
Weird creatures. But doesn't this track that, of course, Rob doesn't want a, quote, normal... And Rob's an Enneagram 4, right?
He definitely is.
But like...
We don't claim him. And when I say we, I mean people who may or may not be Enneagram 4s. A test needs to be performed, and we're skeptical of all other people who say they're Enneagram 4s, because we think we're all the only ones.
Well, I think he can be more of kind of it just makes sense. Of course he wants weird pets, because that makes him look cooler. It's why he wants to move to Austin. Anyway, it just explains a lot.
So he basically also says that that after we moved to Austin, she just moved out with her best friend Kay and doesn't really explain anything else. He says there just wasn't enough time before we got married to... I'm not sure what he's trying to explain here. I don't think
he's sure.
I don't think his synapses can fire when he actually believes he may have some part in it. It's really interesting with him. Mm-hmm. But he says the problem started when I online cheated. That's his only caveat to this was my part in it. But then she did the rest.
But he does say to that, he's like, and I admit that. I take responsibility.
I admit that. I take responsibility for that.
And then she's like, but wait, Rob, what about the other hundreds and hundreds of girls that were sending
right,
you porn?
That's next.
And he's like, no, that comes later. So
she said, I thought moving to Austin would be a fresh start. But shortly after that, I found a text from a random girl. And then she basically said, I'm going to get into his phone. And I do not support this, by the way. I do not support going into people's phones. I'm trying to think if in any way, if I suspected cheating, how would I, because I feel like that would be a, if I went into their phone, I would think it would be over. What do you think about that?
I think probably by the time you're looking in their devices,
it's over.
The trust, I don't know if the relationship is gone, but the trust is over. Like you're going to have to rebuild trust from ground one.
And I don't know
and
if you can go back from that.
Well, and he's never done really anything to again, he speaks, you know, he future fakes like a motherfucker. So everything's just language for him, no actions.
Right.
And again, you're so right, though, because he even said, don't forget, in all this, he said, when she left like that, I thought, dude, respect our marriage. And I went,
yeah. Did you hear him say, her friend doesn't respect our marriage, doesn't respect me. Remember the word respect, y'all. It implies a shared evaluation between two people. And it is something that a lot of people expect a certain amount of respect from you. And you need to be wary of that. Sophie says, I found tons of other girls talking to a lot more girls and lied about the extent of his cheating. Rob comes back with this, and it was a really strange question. Like, Rob says, well, if dynamite existed, K is dynamite. I'm like, dynamite does exist. Alfred Nobel invented it. Did I get that wrong?
Who invented it? I don't know.
No, I'm saying he.
But no, like,
didn't
yes,
he say if dynamite existed? Yeah,
I was like,
does Rob not believe in dynamite?
I think he thought dynamite's just something they used with Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Is that true?
I think probably
yes,
that's where he thinks
it was
it comes
invented.
From.
Alfred Nobel invented it, and it was...
Like, yes, he once found out that there was actually... he thought when he saw a truck that said, like, Acme Moving, that it was the actual
Wile E. Coyote.
And but then he found out that's not real.
But you know that's why. And then Alfred Nobel said, all the money that I came from, that invented dynamite, I'm going to establish the Nobel Prize.
Well, did we think it helped?
I think he was trying.
Do we think Oppenheimer feels good about what he did too?
I'm just saying if you want to do a good gesture after doing disastrous, it's not a bad gesture.
No, especially after you've made just billions of dollars. I'm
out of bombs.
Nice.
So anyway, I was really concerned. I'm like, does he really think dynamite's not real? It's like birds aren't real. He says K blew up our relationship. So now, y'all, comes the second part of always with Rob's strategies, blaming someone else besides himself. So he blames Sophie, he blames K, and probably blames her mother.
I bet tarantula number four.
that shady bitch was always listening.
How do you know their names even? Yeah, I don't want to know.
That's a really good question. Are they identifiable that easy? Yeah. Sissies who have tarantulas, can you tell them apart?
And are they affectionate?
I don't think for some people
Did
affection is not. But I'm saying for some people who have pets, like some pets, it doesn't matter if they're affectionate. I know that's probably something for you, but No,
that's true. But just six of them.
I know.
It's not as much affection. It's like, how do you enter?
No, you put them on your hand and they just like walk around.
And so that's how you interact with,
I think it's him just trying to be a badass by saying, I got six tarantulas back at my house.
I guess I just need a, I couldn't do, well, I'm scared, deathly scared of snakes. So I couldn't do a snake or I got to say this, and then some sissies will be happy to hear this. I would rather do a bird before I did a tarantula or a snake. Because
what?
a bird at least will kind of look at you and it'll squawk at you and be like, ah! When you talk to it, yeah. And it interacts with you. What does a snake do? Just looks
bird,
at you?
A bird has a personality.
A tarantula, what does it do? It just crawls. I need feedback.
I know. I think we're speaking about things we don't really know, but we're just.
No, I'm curious. So yeah. Sissies, come at us.
So y'all, he tells Daniel that Sophie's bi, and he's like, and again, one of the a great reaction. What? That means she's been fucking that other girl. And like the question that was asked in the tell-all, does she turn off that bi part of her brain when she's with a guy? Because being all those bisexuals, they're coming for everybody.
Get ready. Get ready. It's
the amount of the way that people in this storyline are handling bisexuality is egregious. And but like no one's able to talk about it.
I know Sean Robinson asked that question, but I don't think the...
It was a viewer question, though.
Or it was a viewer question. Yeah, I think, though, that comes from the way Sophie handles it.
Possibly.
I think she thinks of it in binaries. She doesn't...
Yeah.
It's not fully integrated into her being yet. So it's this...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I think we find out Sophie needs to process probably a lot of things.
So...
What'd you think, Rima?
Yeah. So Sophie basically says, or Kay says, well, this is your life too, and I'm gonna take care of you better than he is. Pussy.
It's true.
And y'all, Rob basically says, my wife is sleeping with someone else. So then we slowly get to the most toxic part of my wife is being fucked by another woman, and it's making me feel not like a man. And we get there. So
yeah, we get there.
Yeah. Ugh. And she's like, well, Sophie hasn't been intimate with me, so she's got to be getting it somewhere else. Again, completely projecting. I bet he's been fucking other people.
Being or trying to.
Yeah.
If they've been apart, 100%.
So
remember, though, y'all, if you go to the live show and your husband ends up in Poodle's playpen and he ends up dicking Poodle down, it ain't cheating if it's with Poodle.
Nope.
So that doesn't count.
That is the Poodle escape clause.
Yes. So you're fine. Your marriage will be fine.
I've put it into every marriage contract that is now signed in the U.S. Later on, Claire is there with her boyfriend, John. She's like, want to play Bajaki? And John's like, I believe it's called Bocce.
Bocce.
Bajaki. Hijacking of a bitching boat. Bajaki.
And
y'all, I had to rewind it 3 times.
Yeah, you could. It kind of is this. A lot of it starts out the same. It's hard talking about roll up the knob. And well, he's a knob, isn't he? What's a knob? And then there's this discussion about what's a knob. And it's pretty laughable that Claire can't understand her boyfriend's southern accent very well.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway, it is funny to someone like Claire, and they're like, I can't understand him. So, of course,
what does that remind me of? What? What is it? It's in the front of the back of my brain. What is it that we used to say? It was on 90 Day UK all the time.
I don't know.
What? 42 years.
Oh. Years.
That should be coming back this summer, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, 40 years. And the friend
40
went,
40 years. Years.
That woman had a hat on in every scene, a different hat.
Every scene.
So they're Claire's, of course, going off on Rob, which is her job on the show. Mm-hmm. And she basically says, and Sophie's like, well, I'm thinking about moving back in. And it's so interesting that she brings that up. And do you, Mom, the first thing Mom says is, well, I'll tell you how it's going to go. Instead of, why do you want to do that? No one is asking Sophie why.
Yeah.
And they just chastise her. And Sophie says, he does have a good side to him. But what has he done? You haven't been communicating. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm like you. There's so many parts of this story that don't have any credence at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would anyone want to meet you seemingly... are fine living with your friend. You're not communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my dad and my growing up with my not with my dad around, and my mom struggled with substance abuse issues. Okay, and now it's time for another new segment. We're gonna call
What's There Trauma.
And the lights go up around our faces. Christina, there. Do
great.
All that.
You're gonna have to work this episode, bitch.
Here we are.
It also makes sense for her why she will take the littlest bit of affection is enough to.
Yes.
And that's what happens with some because if your dad's out of your life and your mom is dealing with addiction, guess what? Guess who was not important their entire childhood?
Right.
So it makes sense why Sophie feels like the way about herself, why she talks about feeling so much shame about being bi, why she doesn't know whether she's black or like her identity feels black or it feels white. And she's I actually feel for her because she's got all these kind of complexities that are really hard to hold when the bottom core is that you feel like you're disposable trash and no one's going to love you.
And that became so crushingly real after we heard that. And that's when I went, because y'all, we all suspected something with the mom. We all suspected mm-hmm. that either mom had mental health issues, maybe that too. And the dad wasn't around. But this became, you can kind of picture Sophie's early life and what and how tumultuous it was and how... any type. That's why someone like Rob, who seems at least stable in a way.
But honestly, probably what she grew up with, Rob doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah. But Rob sees someone like Sophie as a perfect person to manipulate mm-hmm. because she always validates him because she needs to validate him to feel like she's anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the only way she's going to get any type of security or attention. It's so sad that these people find each other.
But let's not think about that too deep, because then it's not funny.
As we say. Ba-ba-ba-bum, bum, ba, bum, bum. And play, and that's just the way it is.
If you want it the most, there's no easy way out.
I combined those two songs. Both of them were both. That's just the way it is. I think that's Bruce Hornsby in the Rain.
I like that. Originally sang that song?
No, it's two different songs.
No, that's the way it is. That's
the way it is. That's Celine, but also Bruce Hornsby in the Rain had one. That's just the way it is. Bada boom, bada boom, bada boom. Some things will never change. Bada boom, bada boom.
If you were Ryan Murphy, you could do a mashup of that on Glee.
I could. I'm better than Ryan Murphy. I'm not afraid to say it.
He's a pretty prolific producer.
I'm saying about mashing up stuff like that.
Oh, that's true.
But also his producer, Adam Anders, did that.
Are you better than Adam Anders?
Adam Anders is pretty great.
Oh, okay.
So.
Could you have done it better, though?
Next question.
You know why I think I'm a little better than Ryan Murphy? Because he starts with a concept and then like
can't end it.
Cat fails miserably.
Miserably.
And I have no respect for that. But will I watch every single one of his shows that premieres? Yes, I will. You know why? Because gay.
Yeah, I'm behind. I'm behind on the Swans. I'm like four episodes behind. But I've heard it's gotten better, but it's getting darker as it goes on.
Darker is better. I watched episode one of The Regime. Oh, okay. You know what?
I don't know you had the time to do all this with your show and everything.
Because I don't sleep. But that's why.
I do like to sleep.
You're forgetting because I need to watch things to calm down after my show. I'm going to talk about on the next show. I'm going to talk about The Traitors and the first episode of The Regime on the HBO show with Kate Winslet that the critics hate, but they are wrong because it's delightfully, delightfully devilish. And she's leaning into being awful and it's wonderful.
Well, she kind of can do no wrong for you.
She can't. She can't.
How many times did you set Titanic in the theater?
Twice. But I'd see anything she did. I'd see anything Kate Winslet did.
Did you just sob in Finding Neverland like buckets?
You know.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I did cry. She wasn't a huge part of that. She was a co-star, but like. I didn't love that movie the way other people did, but Kate Winslet in anything. Kate Winslet in Little Children is one of my favorite performances of any actress.
And she's in that Mare show you liked, right?
Mare of Easttown, yeah.
Aren't they doing another one with the guy who was Hawkeye in Marvel and he's like the mayor
Jeremy
of
Renner?
Aren't they doing something with him and he's like mayor of Westtown or something like that? It's like a sequel or follow-up. I could be wrong. We should move on.
I have not heard that.
I heard he was in some type of show.
I have a feeling that a lot of these details are wrong. He was in a severe accident.
No, there's Mayor of Kingstown. That's what I'm thinking. I thought it was a spinoff.
Mayor of Easttown. Because she's got a Tidewater accent.
Oh.
I think it's a different show.
Oh, Mayor of Kingstown's a Taylor Sheridan show.
Oh, that's a very different show.
I thought they were connected. Guess not.
Wouldn't be the first time you were wrong.
What?
No. What? So, Rob is, as he normally does, is talking self-righteously to the camera. Mm-hmm. Says, I'm going to do anything I can to get her back.
Mm-hmm. Except for apologize and take any responsibility.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far. But as he says in a very poignant metaphor, like a game, I'm down to my last heart.
He said, you know, it was actually that was a little more eloquent than what he said because he said, you know how like in those games you got five hearts.
I got like one more.
I got one left. I'm like. You're like, and I know what you're referencing. You're referencing Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
And, well, any of them. But that was the first.
Yeah.
You're like, he's like a half heart. Remember when you had a half heart of Legend of Zelda before you had it start
really
all
scary.
Over?
Really scary. I just wanted to play the Ocarina of Time. I just love that. The best part of that game when you got to play the little Ocarina.
Wow. Most people's the swords. It's finding a hidden cave.
When you get real excited about the Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get to make music. Boop, 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 boop. You might be gay.
Sometimes
Ocarina.
I can't do it because we have a life. But sometimes don't you just want to like go to Costco and get a big package of Doritos and Diet Dr. Pepper and just hole up in your, or for you, Diet Coke, and hole up in your apartment for just a month and just play a video game?
I don't know about a month. I can't do that anymore. I can't do it now either.
There's so involved now.
There's a time suck that happens that I just can't really abide anymore. I had to stop playing games entirely because I'm so competitive. I need to beat them. I remember that. Remember that Batman game? I couldn't go anywhere for like a week and a half.
The Superman game that we had in our house.
Oh, fuck that game!
Oh boy,
I'd play it at night when people went to bed.
He would. He would.
All right, we need to get back on track here. So, y'all, they're at the selfie gallery. God damn it. I just wanted to... This kind of shit makes me want to beat my head against the wall until I pass out. And now,
here's the fallacy of Sophie, though. And not to... Because, yes, we can't blame Rob for all of this, y'all. Sophie thinks just by not talking to him for 2.5 months that way he'll learn a lesson and he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Instead of actually, she's got to own her communication and say what she is kind of saying what she wants. But when you said earlier, you're like, Rob doesn't make sense. I think they both don't make sense because they both don't know what they really fucking want.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it's because maybe she's deeper than we think. She just has trauma, but both of them are not that deep.
That's what I was saying.
We're at a selfie gallery, and it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
So what do they have to really interact with and talk about?
I wonder what their conversations are like.
I wrote on this when they were together, and they're kind of laughing. And I went, this is so boring.
Did you hear her say, Rob's giving me butterflies? And he said the same thing. I can think about what Damona Hoffman said about that.
Oh, y'all, that Love is Blind interview with Damona Hoffman is great.
And she said,
what did she say?
Butterflies, when someone gives you butterflies, yes, sometimes it can be a good response. But sometimes it's also, that could be a negative response.
It's like the body's reaction.
The body's reaction to something, and it's... It could be positive or it could be negative.
Telling you to run and get out of the situation.
Right. It could be. And I was like, whoa.
that cut a little deep, Damona.
Because sometimes when Poodle feels safe,
I've had butterflies before, and it is definitely not positive.
Well, and what Damona said after that is she's like, we usually don't attribute it as, quote, butterflies until after the fact. So it's like revisionist history, y'all. And
oh, that was
exactly
what... Y'all, if you didn't listen to that, it's not... Even if you don't watch Love is Blind, it's on our public feed. Our interview with Damona Hoffman with her book about... F the fairy tale and just dating. And
if you're dating or you don't like dating or you're dating,
I need to buy it.
I think it's required reading, but you're in a relationship.
Yeah, but I need to buy it. So if I need to get an exit plan.
Whoa.
You better not be listening to this. That's actually not true. But I think anything about relationships and dating, I think, or even when you can read it when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Are helpful.
That's true. She's a real deal. Anyway, I don't know if Damona Hoffman could help Rob the Knob and Sophie.
Did you notice he's like, I got your ring? And she's like, oh, I was kind of wondering. And he's like, where's yours? He took it off.
But also,
he's fucking other girls.
He's fucking other girls. But also, what's so Sophie? She's like, oh my God, I didn't want to mention it or bring it up because I had lost it. So that's actually shitty, though, of her, because he's sitting there at home thinking she fucking left her ring on purpose.
Right. True.
To punish me.
Yeah.
Not knowing because she doesn't communicate, she lost her fucking ring.
Yeah.
It really explains her relationship in a nutshell. God.
And it's interesting, also Sophie, you almost hear her mother's voice come out of her mouth. And she's like, well, I found 50 bitches in your phone. And it was like Nikki too. Nikki talks that way. And Rob said, you know, I'm sorry I had conversations with other women. Again, trying to sanitize what actually happened.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm here apologizing. I haven't really heard it. And you won't let it go. It's, y'all, this man's ability to turn anything into someone else's problem is amazing.
He's bummed that they moved away from LA because I really want to meet his family.
We only saw his mom at the wedding. Yeah. The parents were never involved. It's interesting. We usually see, for the American, we usually see, his sister. We saw his sister and that was it. We usually see, for the American, we usually see the parents involved. We did not see his family involved.
Mary Cole and Sissy Detective.
Please.
Please.
Please. Please. And y'all, that's it for this episode, because we're going to dig into Nicole and Miss Mood.
I was so excited to talk about them, and now my bubble is popped because I forgot he hit her.
Ashley and Manuel and Gina and Jasmine are on the next. These were kind of like the two biggest slabs to talk about, and we'll get through the other three. And I'll be talking about traitors and the regime.
The regime. Everybody, if you enjoyed hearing the show, but you don't want to hear the commercials, you can sign up for RG Plus at the Smorgasbord tier, the $8 tier that can be ad-free for your pleasure, and you'll get Seeking Sister Wife, as well as eventually, I think April is when Love After Lockup comes back, correct?
April, yes.
Yeah, Love After Lockup. So you get both of those shows. You can go to patreon.com/realitygaze. You can also go to our Supercast. You can go to our website to find that information. Go to our link tree in our Instagram for tour information. Not on TikTok, because we're still banned. If any sissies work at TikTok, we would love to. Well, some sissies might not be working at TikTok by the end of this week. So it's all kind of up in the air, but we appreciate that. We'd love to see you out on the road. And a shout out, just because some of you might not know, but you really loved our conversation with Joey and Ellen at I Think Not. And I just wanted to do a shout out to say, two shout outs. One to them to say they're on tour now.
They're on tour right now. Go see them.
Yes. And another shout out, I wanted with congratulations to Ronnie and Ben of Watch What Crap Is.
They won the iHeart Radio Award for Best Pop Culture Podcast.
They did. That
well is well deserved, boys.
I knew, we've been friends with, both of us have, but like I knew Ronnie way back when he was just like smoking a cigarette on the sidewalk and I'm having a beer and we're both talking about a dream and maybe some dick that just walked by. But I'm proud of them.
They've been doing their podcast for 10 years, y'all.
No, 12.
12 years.
12. Do you want to do this with me for 12 more years?
That's all the time we have today.
That's the show, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com.
No, 12 years?
Yes. 12
years. 12 years.
All right, everybody. And as we always say, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, and if any of you fuckers ever take me to a selfie gallery, I'm telling you right now, I'm not a violent person.
Oh, it would burn down.
I would bodily attack you and I would set fire to the selfie gallery because none of that needs to be in this world.
Christina takes that. No, I'm kidding. All right, everybody, you heard it there. Don't call us.